thanks for joining us and talking about your story.
Yeah, thanks for having me on.
Before we get into anything specific about your reporting, tell us a little bit about what is Cornerstone Cottage and who the kids there are and what kind of gaps a facility like that is meant to address in the system.
Sure. So Cornerstone Cottage is a children's residential care facility in Post Falls. And there's 28 facilities like that in Idaho that are licensed by the state. And it primarily takes kids who are in foster care, and in this case, girls ages 11 through 17. They come from Idaho and Washington, sometimes some other states, but primarily those two states. They've typically been through severe trauma, you know, have some really horrible things happen in their life, and often there are no other placements for them in the foster care system because they have behavioral issues, and they go to Cornerstone with the state foster care agencies hoping that there they can get some of the help that they need.
And what were some of the things that you found out through requesting those documents or talking to some of those employees who used to work there?
These girls would go there, you know, wanting treatment and wanting a safe place, but a lot of times they ended up in dangerous situations there where some other residents would attack them or they would get in constant fights. There was some sexual abuse that was happening between the residents. There was also the staff wasn't trained to handle those dangerous situations. A lot of the staff members were, I think, you know, less than $15 an hour and a lot of times had no experience working with children before. And so, you know, when these girls were presenting a danger to themselves or others, they didn't really know how to handle that a lot of the time. And Cornerstone didn't provide the full training on how to intervene and do physical restraints properly and in a safe manner. I found out about this one case where one of the staff started a sexual relationship with one of the girls, and the girl was 16 and he was 21, and, you know, so it was statutory rape. And the way that that was handled all around was really concerning, and that was in 2017. The fact that he didn't have much training, there wasn't much training that went in before he started there. They didn't do proper background check or check that he had a driver's license, and they just kind of hired him and gave him unsupervised access to these girls, and then quickly he started a relationship with one of them. And what struck me about that was even though the state found all these problems with how he was hired and how the situation was handled, they didn't actually discipline Cornerstone at all. They you know, said that these things were done wrong, but the state has the power to suspend or revoke the license, and they didn't do any of that.
If I understand correctly, they have never suspended the license of any facility like this in Idaho, right?
I don't know if it's never, but when I asked the state, they said it's been at least 10 years and they couldn't point to when it had happened last. I think that's also in contrast to what we're seeing across the country with some of these other states. Utah is considered the epicenter of the troubled teen industry. There's a lot of facilities there. And even in Utah, the last year, there's some regulations that were added to keep these facilities accountable. And there's also, I think, one of the facilities was shut down called Diamond Ranch Academy. And that was actually after a girl from Washington died because she wasn't getting medical treatment that she needed at the facility.
You know, when you think about key takeaways that you're really hoping people see about this situation.
You know, with Cornerstone, should a place like Cornerstone exist in the way it does? You know, state oversight not being too robust and where, you know, they know about a lot of these things and don't appear to want to take any enforcement action. Mm-hmm. So it just raises questions about kind of how we're treating these kids who have been through these things and what we can do better for them. And also, you know, the main thing with the story is, you know, if this is happening at one place and these horrible incidents took place and, you know, the state was told and nothing meaningful was done about it, you know, what's happening everywhere else? You know, should we be looking at other places, these other children's residential facilities that take these kids and question what's happening there?
Thank you so much for talking about this with us today, and thank you for your reporting.
Thank you again.